Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, a former military officer himself, Mr. Ryan Plunkett. Also, Ryan presents the weekly market wrap feature heard here at 5:12 p.m. every Monday. Today, we're talking financial focus radio and considering some year-end financial moves. Ryan, welcome to Caradio's Afternoon News, sir.
Thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, so we're nearing the end of 2020, and for many of us, it's going to be a huge relief to turn the calendar page on what has been a very
absolutely
challenging year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've all had additional time on our hands this year as we've had, you know, work from home restrictions and so forth, and been able to think about a lot of things, whether it's remodeling your basement or other things that you've been meaning to get around to. So I thought it would be a great time to talk about some year-end financial considerations for everyone to consider. First of all, adding to your IRA. For the 2020 tax year, you can contribute up to $6,000 to an individual retirement account if you're under 50, $7,000 if you're over 50. And you actually have until April 15th to be able to add money to that IRA for this tax year. So if you haven't reached that limit yet, consider adding some money to your IRA. The earlier the better, because one, it allows more time for that money to work for you. And also, if you do end up having to pay taxes in April, you're probably going to be a little less likely to want to add money to your IRA at that point. Number two, take a look at your 401k. Are you getting your full match if your employer offers one? Because that's free money, and there's no better kind of money than free money. So if you're not getting your full match, think about upping your contribution for 2021. Bump it up a percentage point. So take a look at what you're doing within your 401k. Third, evaluate your need for retirement withdrawals. So once we turn 72, the IRS makes us all start taking what are called RMDs, required minimum distributions. Normally, we have to take that money out of our traditional IRAs or 401ks by December 31st of each year. But with the CARES Act this year, they actually waived the requirement to have to do that for 2020. So if you don't need the money this year and you're in that age group, you can leave it in your account and let it continue to grow. Fourth, review your investment mix. Think about the last 12 months. When COVID started, the market dropped. How did you feel? Were you worried constantly about your retirement account? Even though we know that we don't lose money unless we sell, how did you feel when that drop happened? Did you sell and cut your losses? Because that can crush long-term performance. If the answer to any of those were yes, you may be taking more risk than you're comfortable with in your investments. So review your goals and your investing timeline and your appetite for risk to see if you're shooting at the right target. And lastly, think about your future. Are you saving enough for your child's education? Are you on track to get to your why in retirement? Did COVID change those retirement plans or that retirement timeline? All of these things can affect your strategy, so it's important to review those investment strategies as we come to the end of the year.
Ryan, we so appreciate your financial planning wisdom here. We have time enough, I'm afraid, to get contact info in here, and hopefully we'll get some listeners calling, and they can, at that time, you can talk about how you work with your clients, make sure they stay on track, and offer a couple of key takeaways when they call. So, how do we contact you, Mr. Plunkett?
Absolutely. We're at 5713 Constitution Avenue, which is on the southwest corner of Constitution and Powers. You can reach us if you have any questions at all. If you would like to know how do all the things we talked about today impact me, give us a call at 719-380-1177.
Ryan, we appreciate you very, very much. You've been listening to Financial Focus Radio with Ryan Plunkett. And Ryan is also the presenter of our weekly market wrap heard here at 5:12 every Monday on KRDO's Afternoon News. Ryan, have a great rest of the week. We will talk to you in just a few days.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great week as well, Ted.